What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, it's Friday, New York City. CeeLo is killing it. What is going on? It's the Boomer and Geo program on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tub Studio. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. We will take your calls at some point on the Mets, on the Yankees. We will get to, well, a lot of other things too. But because Boomer is out golfing, this starts for him. Let's see, yesterday, today, tomorrow, off to Pebble Beach. This starts a run for Boomer of about 9 straight days of golf. So If you don't think you've heard enough about golf on this show, wait till we get back next week when Al might quit. That having been said, with Boomer out and Gio out, my guy Willie Colon is to my left. Willie, what is up?
I appreciate the love. Fresh off the bench. Happy to be here, Jerry.
You and me both. Yes. Remember, were we the fill-ins, the replacements? What did Jeff Ross call us?
Yes. A couple weeks ago, we were in the seats.
Yes, we were. So looking forward to today, because there's a lot of good stuff. It's weird, because yesterday in the afternoon, I always like to check, especially when I'm doing the show the next day, around 5-6 o'clock, I like to look at the paper to see what's topical, what's happening, what's going to be the lead story the next day. And I go to the New York Post, and at 6 p.m. last night, the lead sports story was Boomer Esiason rips Juan Soto. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So that's a problem for tomorrow, because I did that show with him, and I don't think we're going to rehash that. But it's funny, because...
Was it a rip, though?
Oh, for sure. I think if you listen to that first 15 minutes, because I don't think we spoke much about the Mets after that first 15 minutes, it was, and, you know, he was very harsh on Juan Soto, and understandably so. I pointed out a couple of things I didn't like specifically from yesterday's or Wednesday's game as well. And then the collective season has been a disappointment. So yeah, I would say Boomer went after him pretty good, and rightly so. But, you know, I come in this morning and I'm thinking, all right, there were football games last night, but the locals didn't play. I'm thinking, we're not going to talk about Daniel Jones. No one cares about that. And then a couple of things hit me. We've got the Giants playing in Buffalo tomorrow. You've got the Jets playing tomorrow night in Green Bay. And there are actually several interesting storylines on what we are now 4 weeks away from the first official Football Friday. Well, here's your first official preseason Football Friday, because I'm going to start. I know you're in tight with the Jets. We'll get to them in a second.
Yep.
And I love what Aaron Glenn said yesterday and the way he spoke. We'll get to him in a moment. But when I look at this Giant team as we go into tomorrow and what starts the journey of the 20 games, the 3 preseason games and the 17 regular season games, there's a couple of things that caught my eye yesterday. So the Giants released this video of Jameis Winston mic'd up on the field. Now, we had Jameis on last Thursday. We were out there, Boomer and Gio and myself, and he was the first guest they had at 6:15 in the morning. It was fantastic. He came out barefoot. He was fun. You know, he there's a presence about him.
By the way, that's really him. I think
I can tell.
There's a perception that's him when the camera's on. If you've ever been around Jameis away from the camera. That's his energy. That's how he is naturally.
And it comes off as very natural.
Yeah.
And so watching the 5-minute clip that they released of him mic'd up yesterday, and the way he talks to the team, the energy he's got on the field. Now, Jameis hasn't won, you know, Super Bowls in his career. He's not Tom Brady. I'm not saying that. I know his career has been probably, I think he would say, disappointing based on where he came from in college. That said, I would ask you, because none of us have played professional football and Boomer's not here, can a guy like that lift up a team in terms of the energy that he brings and possesses, or does all of that crap go out the window once the ball is kicked off week one?
No, I think the energy is warranted when you're winning, right? I think that's where it starts off. But as for a reference to week one, I mean, Jameis has kind of made a career of being a guy that who exudes enthusiasm. And I think it's for a lot of guys who are young or necessarily don't know how the road is going to go for them within their career, especially playing football. He's kind of like that beacon of light, you know, because I think sometimes for a lot of guys, man, you forget that, you know, it's a game. You have to enjoy the game. You have to enjoy, you know, you've worked your whole career on making it to the pros, and here's your opportunity to display your talent and play for an organization that has great history. Enjoy the moment. And sometimes it's hard for guys to kind of pick their neck up and breathe, right? Because you want to do the best. You want to be your best. So having a guy like Jameis in the locker room who can be lighthearted and fun, it allows you to kind of breathe a little bit, which is tough for a young guy because all you want to do is play well.
No doubt. And tough, I think, for a team and an organization that hasn't won much aside from the 1 year where they went to the playoffs. And that, to me, is where I start to think, is it right guy, right team, you know, with a team that needs that type of personality? Because you can make every case, and I know they got the Abdul Carters now and the Jackson Darts, and they don't know. They haven't been here. Russell Wilson really only knows winning for the most part. Even last year, they did go to the playoffs in Pittsburgh. So while they didn't win the Super Bowl, they won more games than they lost.
Sure.
So he brings a different presence too. But the collective feeling around the Giants is, especially if they go out and they lose week one, or going into week one where people don't think they have a chance to beat Washington, or week two they see Dallas, Dallas has owned us. All of a sudden in comes Jameis, who might, I don't know, make the guys kind of forget all of that and maybe make the noise disappear, at least to get them off to a good start.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, I hope that's not the case for the Giants, right? Like, I want to see Russell play well, because I think it's not about Jameis coming in. I think people will start clamoring to see Jackson Dart get in the game if Russ is not where he needs to be, or if he doesn't kind of lift the boats, if you will. So, but if Jameis is in the game, like, I watched him again when he's with the Browns, like, he didn't look bad, you know, like, especially because I think he beat the Steelers one time, and I watched that game and he played fairly well. You know, Jameis is going to be just a kind of consistent, calm. He's going to be the guy to calm the waters. He's going to be that backup.
And that's what I mean. I don't mean him playing. That's exactly what I mean in terms of that presence around the team to keep the spirits up.
Yeah, but I also think for the Giants right now, after the way last year ended, you want to see this team come out hot, right, in some fashion. You don't want to see this team look like a replica of what they looked like last season, because that'll be awful. With all the young talent, with all the hype that's kind of surrounding this team, you don't want that to look like week one. Like, oh, man, nothing's changed. It was still the same old Giants.
Right, there are certain teams that can come out and look like preseason in September, and we've seen that now over the last several years, the way teams do treat it. Now, the Bengals last night, and we'll get to some other NFL stuff later, but, you know, Joe Burrow played not one but two series, two scoring
drives.
Which
I think is important, Jerry. I say it time after time. These coaches have to. Like, I remember last year there was a big thing about Aaron Rodgers playing in the preseason or not, but yet you saw Patrick Mahomes, who had just won a Super Bowl, play in the preseason, mm-hmm. right? You started seeing starters around the league play. And I think it's important, like, starters have to play. You have to build yourself up into the season. And this whole mindset, this whole mindset of getting guys to the starting line so they can be healthy and ready for the season, that's all good and well. But guys still have to play football to be good at football. And it's sometimes I think coaches, they forget that. And then when a guy doesn't come out hot or looks clunky, it's like, well, what happened? He's getting old. He's not getting old. He hasn't played in a month.
Exactly.
Right? So it's
exactly.
Like, what do you want him to do?
Right. So you had Joe Burrow play last night. I don't know. I know Jackson Dart's going to play this weekend for the Giants. I don't know about Russell Wilson or those guys. They're still trying to figure all that out. But the positivity and the positive outlook that I have for the Giants, and I will continue to repeat myself, I don't expect them to be a Super Bowl team. I don't even know that they're a playoff team. But I think they're going to look like a good football team, a better football team. And it starts to me with, A, the fact of what they have in the quarterback room now.
Yep.
The fact that Malik Nabers looks like a budding superstar. Mm-hmm. And I know on the offensive line with Andrew Thomas. I'm going to put him as a question mark right now, even though they keep saying he'll be there week one.
I think he'll be there.
I know that's a bit of an issue. I know that. But, you know, I listened to Chris Long, who last time I checked, you know, had a career with the Eagles. I mean, gushing over what this Giant defense might be and what it can be. And that, to me, is where you can win games.
Well, I think there's been so much talk about the front seven. You talk about Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence. Obviously, you have Brian Burns on the outside. But I think it's the secondary that people really kind of gushing over because of Javon Holland and Paulson. You know, this secondary, you know, they didn't have a pick in 11 straight games, right? So now you're looking at a secondary that could really hold its own, which is going to only complement the front end of defense, right? When you got like you have these big time edge pass rushers, when they have the ability to get out the quarterback because everybody's doing their end on the, doing their job on the back end, it just makes for Giant football, so to speak, the brand of which they a lot of old school Giants fans are used to, that kind of dominant defense. So we'll see what happens, but I think a lot of people are going to be surprised how well the secondary is going to play.
Yeah, well, and also the secondary can be helped out, too, by the pass rush.
Yep.
You know, we're expecting we are expecting these guys to get after the quarterback on every down, and if that's the case, I mean.
But if you can't cover, you can't get to the quarterback.
True, but if you're putting immense pressure on the quarterback, too, I mean, you can force them into bad throws and bad plays.
Obviously, yep.
So it'll work hand in hand. So very interesting with the Giants as we get into tomorrow, and then we kind of look more towards the season as we go week by week into September. All right, with the Jets. So I don't know if you saw, I'm sure you did, but Aaron Glenn was asked yesterday about, this is what I love about his press conferences. He gives you an answer and he sticks to the answer.
Have you turned the corner on him? Because I thought you was a little shaky on him.
No, I wasn't shaky.
Well, reference, because I think I heard you say something about his press conference. Like you just wanted to win. You wasn't really kind of really.
I think if you go back to his opening session with the media when he first got the job.
Yeah.
There was, I mean, we were talking about, what was that, April, May, whenever it was.
Yeah.
March, April, May. If you go back, you're months away from the season. It's when you actually, the coaches are a little looser, and he was a stick in the mud.
And I thought he had to be.
I guess, but I mean, you're talking to reporters
for
the
first time.
But it
felt like everybody was like, man, this guy's like coming off as a true hardo, and I'm just like, man,
which is
things
fine.
Haven't been well.
I understandably so, but no, I had no issue with him at all. I actually think what he's doing is needed over there, and I do hope that it goes well for him. What I loved yesterday was when they asked him about, you know, are the players going to play, and he goes, players will play, and they said, why? Because I decided the players are going to play. Well, what do you want to see? What made you make that decision? Because I want them to play. Like, it was just a great back and forth. And it seems like outside looking in, you're there a lot more than we are, obviously. It seems like he's got full control and command over this team.
Yeah, for me, that's expected. I think to your point, the type of ball player he was, how he stepped into the building and took on the role as a new head coach. I think he, even how training camp has gone, there's been a lot of reports of being a physical training camp that they're really trying to realize, like, hey, you can win games being a physical outfit, right? Yeah, there's talent and there's scheme, but if you're a physical team, man, that could squeak you two or three wins. And I'll say this to the day's end, tackling, catching, and blocking are all the essentials to football. If you're able to do those three things well, you have a shot of winning games. So I think he's just trying to get this team and everybody on our roster to realize, like, hey, man, it's not going to be a cakewalk for us, right? Like, even though we have these pieces and things look like they're on the up and up, we still got to go out there and do the right thing and do it fast and play our brand of football. And they just want to be physical. You know, in reference to them being like Detroit last year, I think there still needs to be more talent. Obviously, people sneeze that Jared Goff is, you know, he kicks ass at quarterback. Mm-hmm. So they got to figure out from that standpoint. But the Jets, man, I'm glad Aaron Glenn is saying, hey, man, we're all going to participate because we all got to see what we got right now.
And I imagine that, you know, being physical means a lot of running the football, getting back to the ground and pound type of stuff that you're certainly aware of. Here would be my question, though. Can that work in the 2025 NFL? Meaning it's become a pass-first league. The rules are set up for you to get the ball down the field. They make it very difficult on the secondary to do anything. Do you think a run-first type of team, if in fact that's what they turn out to be, which I think that's what we're expecting, can that work?
Yeah. I mean, we have three really, really good running backs. Obviously, Breece Hall, I think, is the most talented out of three. Breland Allen is probably the best back to run between the tackles. Isaiah Davis, who we didn't see a lot of, probably complements them both. I think there's a lot of talk of Breece pretty much maybe lining up in the slot at times because he has really, really good hands from a running back standpoint. I think Aaron Glenn is going to use everything he got. I think seeing a multi-back offense. And then you got to understand, Justin Fields is a dynamic runner at the quarterback position. So I think we're going to get a lot. I do think it can exist. We've seen, I mean, Eric Glenn has seen it in Detroit. He's also seen it in New Orleans when he had Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara. So having a 2-3 back offense that can really add momentum to an offense, especially a quarterback who we know he can't be a guy who could throw the ball 30 or 40 times a game. That's not his game, right? You have to kind of slow down his volume in reference to throwing the ball. And one thing that can help him out is being able to run the ball. So
is that why, I mean, 4-2 with Pittsburgh last year before they turned things over to Russell Wilson, obviously. Is that why he was successful? I mean, I didn't see enough of their games. I saw maybe one of the six. I did not see all of them for sure. What was it about? Was the 4-2 fake? Like, I always wondered if you're winning. And I know they had Russell Wilson there, but you're winning, you're 4-2. You're winning 66% of your games. You continue to do that, you're going to be a playoff team, you're going to be a good team.
Yep.
Was it a fake 4-2?
No, I don't think it was a fake 4-2. I think Steelers defense obviously was able to show up each and every game while he was at quarterback. But I also think he evolved. I thought he got better. A lot of Justin Fields' issues was his mechanics and his ability to hold on to the ball too long. But I think people forget when he was at Ohio State, he was asked to do that. Like, he wasn't a quarterback that was asked to get rid of the ball really fast. He was asked to hold the ball in the pocket and look for the big play down the field, right? So when it just didn't, he hasn't turned the corner in reference to playing today's NFL game, which is get the ball out fast, see it, let it go. You know, those quick hitches and all this stuff that allows quarterbacks to kind of move the offense. He just hasn't evolved. And then on top of being a part of, I mean, he had three different offensive coordinators and all this other nonsense. So I think he's always been kind of behind the eight ball. Hopefully he gets here where things aren't as impulsive, that they're not, you know, kind of rushing him out the door if they don't get instant success, and they allow him to grow. And hopefully it happens. But I think the kid is going to be solid. I mean, I know his training camp has been a little bit up and down. But we'll see, man. I wish him the best.
You know, it's funny with the with social media these days. I always think back when, you know, we were kids in the 80s. We didn't know anything about training camp.
No.
I don't know about you, but for me, it was you would get the weekly newsletter newspaper from the team. And literally it was information from the past 7 days. It was interviews, but you didn't have this instant information of what's going on.
I hate the whole stats culture coming out of practice right now.
But that's what it is.
It absolutely chaps my tail. Like, because I think if you're not allowed to make you're not allowed to make mistakes in practice, then what are you doing? Or how do you involve? How do you get
better? There's a double standard, too, with baseball and football. In football, if you're not playing well in training camp, it's, oh, my God, the sky is falling. This guy can't do this. This guy sucks. This guy's not any good. In baseball, you know, in spring training, you have your ace go out, give up 3 home runs in the first inning. They'll tell you after the game, was working on the splitter, having some trouble, but it's, you know, it's March. It's we're good.
Yeah.
And we take that as gospel.
And
that's,
you believe
fine.
It.
And we do believe it.
Yeah.
In football, we don't seem to give these guys that month to work their kinks out before the season begins.
Yeah, when you start seeing guys go 0-for-3 in the red zone, and I'm just like, what are you talking about? Because it doesn't, first of all, it doesn't explain the scenario, right? You don't, it doesn't explain what they were looking at and why they went 0-for-3. It doesn't explain who was in the game, who was not in the game. There's so many unknowns to that one stat. But if you see that, especially if you're a diehard, you're like, oh, man, this is the stuff I was talking about going into the season. We can't see. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I can't imagine being graded into practice. Like,
yeah.
Your coaches and your position coach, yeah, they'll put the stamp on you to see if you're, you know, above the water and you're doing well. But to be like, to have that posted into the news?
Oh, yeah.
And like, for that to be a thing where like I'm now being judged how I perform in practice? Like, that's, we got to chill
out. And also,
that's wild.
When something does look good, we make it as if they just won the conference championship game. Are they going? And by the way, I was part of that in 07 when Brett Favre came to the Jets. I was out at Hofstra, and I remember I wasn't tweeting, but I not at the time yet. I don't think that was until like 11 or 12. But I remember calling into this station with reports. Man, you guys see the way the ball comes out of Favre's hand. This guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're going to win all these games. Like, I was part of that.
But you weren't given stats, Jerry. What you were,
he was 350. I might have.
Really?
100% I might have been part of it. Like, I might have been. I'd have to go back and see if we have the tapes to find out what the reports. But, yeah, I might have done reports from Hofstra.
Shame on you if that's the case.
Brett Favre was 5-for-5.
Shame on you.
But that's what we do.
But who wants to hear that? Like, if you're going into Sunday like, well, Brett had a really good practice this week. He went 2-for-3 on this, you know, on this scenario. He, you know, in a 2-minute drill, he let him down the field with ease. Like,
have you seen social media?
No, of course I know what social media is, but I think it's nonsense. We shouldn't be here.
I agree with you. That's my point. I was part of it,
but if you're
and
taking,
yet it annoys me now.
But if I'm reading Jerry's, if I'm listening to your report of practice going into Sunday's game against the Bills, a game that we need, and that gives you extra gusto because of what Jerry said or what he saw in practice, like...
Thank you.
Like, that would piss me off. You know what I mean? Like this.
You were the fan.
It would piss me off.
You mean the player.
And fan.
And fan. Fair enough. Well, that's kind of where we're at. So.
Yeah, it's like anyhow. Nonsense. That's ridiculous.
Exactly, until it really counts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, nice to have you with us. Bill Ford of Studio, Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. They will be back on Thursday, as will we all, as a matter of fact, as we head off to Pebble Beach on Sunday morning. Very much looking forward to that. Not going to Pebble Beach, and I do feel bad about that, but you are off to Nashville.
Yeah. I feel bad.
Doing pretty good, man. Pretty good.
It's all right.
Nice brand new 8-passenger SUV.
Okay. Al and I discussed
this
yesterday.
Little trip to Nashville. No, yeah, listen, yeah. I defend you. I don't.
No, I know. But it sounds worse the way you phrase it. And
it's not worse.
You're not
I think
wrong.
It's great.
It's an optional third row, which I have. Hold on. Which I have. Best of both worlds, because I've got young black boys, 9 and 6, very active in sports. I got a lot of friends. So it gives me the option if I'm driving locally to help, you know, carpool
for
situations.
For the record, yeah. All third row vehicles are optional
okay,
third row because they
point
fall
is,
down.
Yes, but
you
it's
have a
not
third
like,
row SUV.
It's not like one of these, you know, huge like
it is huge.
Family. It's not
it's
that
a
huge.
Beautiful. By the way, okay. It is a beautiful
right,
vehicle.
It's
enormous.
It's a hybrid, and I bought it for
so
two
what?
Reasons.
Great.
Two reasons. One, because it actually improved the gas mileage for me. This bad boy's getting like 40 miles per gallon from
and
my
And it lowered your car payment per
awesome.
Month, too?
Not quite. However... The reason I did it was 0% for 60 months. So, you know, interest free. Let's go.
I defend you.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic, yeah. But I'm impressed.
Every now and then.
You got a lot of good stuff going on.
I was a little embarrassed when I asked you.
And you go down to Nashville?
Yes.
For
now,
what?
Okay. Our Tommy Lugauer, who works here at the Fan, is turning 40.
Oh, nice.
And he organized a guy's trip. They're already down
were
there.
Were you guys invited?
No.
No, I never get invited to these.
Well, Tommy worked with us every day for like 4 years.
I don't know that he views you guys as wanting to go down to Nashville for the weekend.
It's kind of a telling, to be honest.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Al never wants to do or go anywhere. And you've been traveling quite a bit recently.
I would hate to travel with Al.
You know, you wouldn't.
Well, I'll let you know Sunday.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Montana, Vegas, now you're going back. You go, I mean, you're like a, not a world traveler, a national traveler.
This summer, yeah. The last time I was on, you were going to Montana.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
He went.
Willie, ask him how the flight out there went, or just the airport experience before he even got on the plane.
Well, that wasn't great.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
This. Yeah. Not great.
I mean, not great in as.
Well, like you go to the airport now, there's no lines. It's just chaos.
Let me pull
just
up the tweet for you there.
It's just all these like, hey, check your bags. Here's 40 different terminals, half of which don't work, and all people have no idea how to use them standing in front of them.
That does happen.
It used to be so much better with a line.
Sounds like you were excited to be there.
You ready? At the airport heading to Montana, already had a meltdown and vowed, I am never traveling by plane again.
Except when you had to fly home.
Yes.
And then go to Vegas.
Yes.
And now go to California.
Yeah.
After that, though, that's it. No more.
All true. But I am going to Nashville for a quick trip. I will be back here Monday with Willie.
Yes.
And Chris McMonagle.
Very cool.
So, you know, it's a busy weekend. There's a lot happening.
Any vacations coming up after that?
No. No.
Sure.
My in-laws get a house, Ocean City.
Oh, that's
but
right.
That's the week normally when Boomer and G are out. So I'll be here with you.
Yep.
You know, which will be fine.
And you'll be running up and down from the Jersey Shore.
I don't know. The only running up
LaPresti
and down.
Home to himself?
Yes, other than to pick up my son at the halfway point to get back for football practice.
Got it.
That's about it.
Sounds good.
So there you go.
Well, enjoy your beautiful brand new vehicle.
Thank you. I will. I was a little, to get back, I was embarrassed when I said to you, I'm like, how many miles you got in the Volkswagen these days? And you were like, what did you say?
206. 1,000 miles.
1,000, yes.
There is nothing, and I know, trust me, I get it. Golf is very affordable now, as opposed to, I think, the way it used to be.
Depending on where you play.
Yes. But there are still some places that you pull in and you're like, I don't belong here.
Yes.
And as I'm pulling in, you know what? I felt like Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop pulling up to the hotel with that blue duster.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like on Monday, pulling up into this country club.
At Baltusrol.
Where did you go?
We played at Baltusrol.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Oh, gorgeous.
I just felt that way in general. Like, I went in, they were like, oh, this is a private club. You have to take your hat off indoors. And I was like, oh, sorry. Not aware
you
of that.
Have known that.
I did not. So, I mean,
but you at least pulled up in a brand new SUV. Yeah. I pulled up in a car that's falling apart and held together by glue and duct tape.
It's not a BMW or a Lexus or a Range Rover.
No, but when you pull into a parking lot,
you shouldn't have to rent a car to go golf.
You said you felt like Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Showing up.
And all you see are BMWs and Mercedes and Teslas and big SUVs like the one this guy's got.
It's a Hyundai and it's a hybrid.
You feel a little bit like, holy cow. It's a beautiful car, though.
Well, Hyundai's come a long way, you know?
I didn't say 100% they have.
Big fans. All right, let's get started here, even though there's not a lot going on. But we do have some fun audio to get to. Sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. We do have preseason openers for the football locals coming up tomorrow. Giants at Bills, 1 p.m. Brian Daboll on the quarterback plan, specifically for rookie Jackson Dart and what will be his unofficial NFL debut.
As much as he can play is good for all these young players to play. Again, we'll do what we think is best relative to all the quarterbacks in every position. Have an idea of how long he'll play this game.
Just not going to tell anybody yet, of course. For Dart, obvious anticipation starting to build up.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, this is just the start of a dream of mine. So excited to take that next step, be out there, compete at the highest level. And, you know, my family's going to be there. So I'm super excited to have them a part of this journey with me.
Got some good Jameis Winston from a little practice thing earlier this week, which I'm sure you saw, which I'll bring to you a little bit later on. Meantime, Jets and Packers tomorrow night from Lambeau Field. Aaron Glenn setting the tone for what to expect.
We're playing. I can't tell you how much the guy's going to play. You know, it's going to factor by how the game goes, but we're playing.
That's the clip.
Because I want to play. That's the reason.
It's important at this point for Justin and these guys.
I want our guys to play. That's the reason.
I love it. I think it's great.
You can press this guy as much as you want. He ain't going to crack. It seems to be clear early on.
Yeah.
He's only going
to I just didn't know what the reporter was looking for today. Like, what was he said? We're playing.
Something a little bit more expansive and colorful so that they could put a quote in a story. And he was not having it, which is fine. I'm not even, not criticizing him or anything like that. He's not there to play games. I think that's that
which
much
is good.
Clear. Yes.
I think if you talk to most Jets fans, they're 100%. Done playing games.
Yes. Speaking of which, we're going to take a little trip down memory lane with you this morning.
Okay.
On a slow morning, I figured, you know, I'd dip back into my archives, my personal archives.
Oh, wow.
We've got an interesting anniversary coming up on Monday, but Monday will be busy with the games themselves and the baseball locals.
Yep.
So today's a good day to do it, especially since you were there and I was there. And the audio is kind of fun to listen back on. So
I still have it.
My
That's
laptop,
amazing.
Got all my files, all the audio from back in the day. So we'll have some fun with Willie as the morning progresses. Preseason week number one underway last night, Hall of Fame game aside. Anthony Richardson already injured, dislocated pinky after he got decked on a blitz he never saw coming.
It was weird. He hit me, and then I was trying to make sure I had the ball, and I just looked down. I see my finger different direction. I'm like, maybe I'm tripping. And I looked at it again, and it was definitely like that. So it's like I got to get this thing popped back in place, but I'm good, though.
Yeah, now what you want, extra reps for Daniel Jones. Early on, he was 10 of 21 for 144 yards. Eagles over the Bengals, 34-27. The story there, some actual preseason action for Joe Burrow and the Cincy first-team offense. Burrow goes 9 of 10 for a $1.23, yeah. Two touchdowns yet.
Today was average. Today was average. But overall, I'm happy with where I'm at. Next week, I'd like to be a little better.
Setting the bar high. I guess he wants to go 10 for 10.
Next for sure.
Week, maybe he had a third touchdown pass. One went to Jamar Chase, who was doing his thing. Four catches, 77 yards. We're watching him escape and score right here on CBS Sports Network. So the Bengal offense looking crisp early on. I know it's preseason action. Who really cares? But they haven't done much of that in recent years. In Seattle, immediate return for Pete Carroll as Raiders head coach. I don't know if you saw this. He looked devastated. I'm not saying he was. When their potential game-winning field goal attempt was locked and fell short, and the game ended in a 23-all tie.
Ugh.
He was looking for the win. A little weird being on the other side of things in Seattle, as you might expect.
Only that there was a couple times when guys made plays, and I'm looking at the screen at the end in the end zone, and I thought that was our guys making the play. You know, that did happen a couple times.
Thankfully for him, probably not going to have to go back to Seattle much, once every 4 years or so, since they're playing in different conferences now. Also, Archie Manning on something called Texas Digest revealed Arch Manning won't be leaving Texas for the NFL draft after this season, or at least that's what he thinks, though he did say he hasn't actually spoken to his grandson about his plans just yet. So I don't know if that's one of those, this is what I expect you to do, and thus, this is what you will do.
I'm pretty sure he knows his son, his grandson's not going anywhere.
Also, if you look at what he has said, I mean, I don't mean
Archie,
I mean his son. Yeah, like he's like, I haven't done anything yet,
that
guys.
That is very true.
So unless he goes out there and throws 50 touchdown passes to two interceptions and he just has to go to the NFL, it sounds like he wants to play a couple of years.
Well, I appreciate the kid just respecting the process. You know,
he's also
I mean?
Making a lot of money. He's making a lot of NIL money. Mm-hmm. So
was it like $5 million?
I thought it was 12.
You might
be right. I thought it was 12.
That's
I can check. Maybe you're right. Maybe it was only 5.
And to your point, has done nothing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What's the rush? There isn't.
I'm dragging my feet all the way.
$7 million according to reports.
Poor guy.
But we talk about Shedeur Sanders. Like, he is losing
money. Right, correct, yeah.
With where he was drafted and what he was making at Colorado.
Well, he kind of had to go because Colorado didn't really get better as a team. He was technically the team, him and Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And his stock would have fallen this year if he would have came out and looked horrible.
Right,
so,
very true. Set the scene for the baseball locals tonight, back from a day off. You got the Astros in town to face the Yankees. 6:25 pregame coverage here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app as rookie Cam Schlittler will match up with Hunter Brown for Houston. Always a good series or a fun series when those two hook up. You got the Mets out in Milwaukee against the Red Hot Brewers, have won 6 in a row, 9 out of 10, 21
of
25.
The stats of their pitchers?
Yeah.
I mean, all
and
the
Brandon
ERAs
Woodruff,
are
who's,
low.
Who's back after missing time, is off to a good start in his return. I think he's
3-0,
with
right?
Like a 2.25, something like that. So he's on the mound tonight. Kodai Senga, who really needs
who
a
walks
good
the
start.
Ballpark and gives you 105 pitches in 5 innings.
They need him to start looking a little bit more efficient and effective.
I can't watch him.
Like, I know what you mean.
It's just.
Now, before the hamstring injury covering first, his numbers were excellent.
He throws too many pitches.
More
though.
Of a nibbler than a going right after, guys. Very much true. Mets have dropped 4 in a row, 7 of 8, nearly no hit on Wednesday, as we know. So panic setting in for some portion of the fan base. We'll call it that. But when you need order restored, little dose of reality, and for everyone to just pump the brakes a little bit, who better to turn to than our guy Sal Licata here on The Fan?
Call
calm down. Calm down. They're 2.5 games out of first place. They're still a team that's well over 500. They're right there to win the division. They're in a playoff spot comfortably, I might add. 2 weeks ago, they won 7 in a row.
So Sal clearly practicing what he's preaching, very calm there in his delivery of all that. Maybe a coincidence, but this was just a short time before he was joined by the great Mike Francesa here on The Fan yesterday. The same Mike Francesa who once rather infamously told another station employee to calm down during a live remote show at the Nassau Coliseum.
It's never you, Jim. I'm just telling you, I hear Eddie on the air, okay? That's what I'm just, let me tell him that I hear him on the air, okay? I know it's not you, Jim, and it's not Eddie on the air, except I hear him on the air, okay? So, Eddie, you are on the air, so I'm just telling you to be careful what you're saying. So, it's not you, though, but it's, you're on the air, okay? So, I mean, Jim.
We didn't touch
him. Hey, Jim, calm down, okay? Calm down. Just doesn't tell me he's not on the air when I can listen to him,
and
okay?
That's just a portion of what went on during that sequence.
Oh, man.
Dog was there talking about a railroad scenario and picking boogers out of his nose and wiping it on his pants. There was a lot going on in that clip. It's on YouTube. If you've never seen it, Mike Pwns Jim, PWNS, which is like a video game term. Check it out. It's worth a watch. It's only about a minute and a half. One of my favorite clips of all time.
That is pretty good. It's
tremendous. elsewhere last night, Paul Skeens allowed 7 hits, highest mark of his career.
I saw the headline, right.
Yeah.
Allows career high 7 hits, but he actually wins a game.
And it was a shutout. 7-0 over the Reds as he remains undefeated against Cincinnati in 4 career starts. And the numbers are just ridiculous. Scoreless streak is up to 27 2/3 innings. He last allowed a run June 8th. Against the Phillies, and he lowered his ERA to an MLB best 1.94. But yes, low run support for him for a change.
Because they don't win.
They don't, and they don't score.
What is his record?
Pitches. Is it now 7-8? Yes.
I mean, think about that. He made ERA under. It's very Jacob DeGrom-like.
Very true. Mm. Absolutely. Two more dildos thrown during the Sky Dream game last night in Chicago. That's what we've got before we get out of here.
Two more dildos.
Yes, we're up to 7 now.
It sounded like you ordered them.
Yeah. Well, apparently a lot of people are ordering them to take them into these arenas.
Take 2 for my good man.
Yeah, throw them out onto the court. So 1 in the 3rd quarter, 1 in the 4th. As I mentioned, 7th instance of dildos being thrown on the court now. So you got people surrounded by security, 1 let go, 1 not. I liked Al's description here in the parentheses on his show sheet. The 2 people looked like losers. One was even wearing a COVID mask. So this has become a thing.
Yeah,
some crypto guy claiming responsibility now, which seems like a bunch of BS. So this is the fad right now. Hopefully it doesn't last too much longer. It's getting kind of ridiculous.
Oh, right? I think it's going to keep going.
Yeah?
Yeah. People are watching to see if a dildo flops on the court. It's adding viewership. Like, people are looking for this thing.
It's possible. I don't know if it's really adding viewership yet, but it could be.
I don't know that the coaches and the players are loving the reason for it, but I mean,
I'm pretty sure the coaches hate it and the girls hate it.
Yes.
But I think there are people out there to see if there's going to be a dildo sighting. I'm just
I'll tell you.
In a time where sports is down until football really ramps up, these little things people are intrigued by, especially there's like this mass group of men kind of behind the cause of it.
Why does it have to be men? Like, women be throwing them out there.
I'm pretty sure it's me.
All right, so hold that thought. I have some. Well, because he mentioned the coaches are not happy, which is true. There's more to this story.
All right.
Which we will get to on the other side, and we will see you next time.
Very good.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. The guys are out. They'll be back, well, Boomer, not until the following Monday, but Geo will be back next Thursday. Did you see the, before we get to the WNBA stuff, the Roger Daltrey comments by any chance? So they're going on, the who is going on, what he's 81, I think, and they're really calling it the farewell tour. Now, I know you saw the farewell tour in, what, 1988 or something?
I saw in 89. There was one in 82. As well.
Well, I think in 2025, this might actually be it. But the quote that got me in the article, which was in the headline, was something along the lines of, I just hope I make it through. Because while he says his voice is still great, he's 81, doesn't feel so good every day. And he's just hoping like his body holds up for what is a pretty grueling tour, actually, for a bunch of old guys.
Yeah, why are they doing that?
Money? I don't know. I honestly have no idea. But I'm sure they'll be sold out everywhere they go. So, very interesting. Anyhow, CeeLo brought up before the break the sex toys that were being thrown. I'm trying to say it a different way. that were thrown out onto the court yesterday. Seventh instance in the last 2 weeks that this has happened. Now, I saw Sophie Cunningham post about a week ago. She wrote something along the lines on social media like, please stop throwing
the green dildos
on the court. Yeah. And then, like, 3 or 4 days later when it kept happening, she just wrote, this didn't age well, which I thought was actually kind of funny. So instead of actually getting into that whole thing, I pulled the headlines this morning relating to this.
Yeah.
From the stand, what I think is interesting is the way they're written about, the way they are written.
And this is across the country, different headlines.
So, I have eight of them.
Okay.
All right. So the New York Post, now this is very newsy. Crypto group claims it's behind the sex toys being thrown at WNBA players. Right, that's newsy. There's nothing. Sure. I don't think they're trying to be
spicy
funny.
About it.
The USA Today, very newsy. Sex toys are being thrown on WNBA courts. Timeline of ridiculous events.
Why are we afraid to say dildo?
Well, there are some headlines that do. Okay. I'm just reading you the headlines right now. Cosmopolitan. I guess that magazine is still a publication. If not, at least online, they still have it. Why are people throwing dildos onto the court at WNBA games? This sexist trend is out of control.
Mm.
Okay, fair enough.
It's aggressive.
Rolling Stone. The WNBA really wants people to stop throwing dildos.
Nailed it.
That one I thought was kind of funny.
To the point.
Glamour. Throwing dildos at WNBA games has become a trend. We need to talk about it. And I think the whole point, and I didn't read the entire article, but starting to read it, it was more like, why is this happening? That was the perspective, I think, of the article. Sportico, sex toys thrown at WNBA games pay off for Polymarket traders. That's the crypto, right? Polymarket, guys, yes? Is that right?
No, I think that's the thing where you can bet on pop culture type stuff.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay, that's interesting because we have a caller on it. I know you can bet on those things. TMZ, adult toy companies, rip WNBA fans for throwing sex toys. Disrespectful. I don't know that it's WNBA fans doing it, to be fair to them.
I agree.
I think it's just idiots
that
are doing this. And then New York Magazine, here it is. Why are there betting markets for dildo throwing at WNBA games?
Oh, so people are betting this.
Yeah. So
and that goes to my point that I stated earlier, that people are now watching because...
Well, if that's what's going to be the trend, yeah. Like, here's Robert in Manhattan. What's up, Robert?
Hey, yeah. So, me and a couple of my buddies saw it on the betting markets. We pulled our money together. It's not on, like, DraftKings or anything like that. But you could choose the color of the next one that would be out there. So, I've never watched a WNBA game in my life. And I was putting on, like, three or four of them, flipping through, waiting to see which color we'd get.
I guess you're then right.
After, tell you.
After this last one, we started doing our own pools. And we have pots for each color. It's the only time we've ever watched it.
Yeah, I, this is...
I told you. I know. Like,
it's juvenile.
It's juvenile. It's stupid, dumb. It's inappropriate. It's but yet, people are going to be watching solely to see, right now, as this caller just stated, they're looking for flying dildos with all different colors. I mean, that's where we are, whether we want to admit it or not. And I'm going to be honest, I may watch the next game to see if I see something.
I don't know that you're going to do that.
I probably won't.
Here's a question. Since when are they different colors?
Well, my friend, let me tell you. They not only come in different colors and sizes, they do multiple things.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, there's many actions these sex toys have.
I thought they were just, like, skin colored.
No, they're jerry.
Okay.
They need to spice up your life a little bit.
I mean, my God, I'm telling you. I feel bad for the league. Now, this is... You know, the WNBA has gained more popularity than ever. And, whether it's Caitlin Clark, whether it's Angel Reese, whether it's the two of them going back and forth, whatever the case might be, they are more popular than ever. I don't think that's hard to argue.
Well, listen, I hate that this is the one thing that's kind of...
And that's exactly what I was
diverting from the typical headlines we've been seeing coming out of WNBA. You would actually, I would love to see, a different out, so to speak. For this to be it, it's kind of like, ugh, this is a setback. But
let me ask you this, though. What if out of this does come more fans?
I think it already has.
Well, no, it hasn't. It hasn't. I mean, guys like Robert.
Guys are...
They're not going to... Yes, but Robert's not going to start watching the Liberty on an everyday basis for the basketball. But there might be people that otherwise would not have checked it out that could, that maybe not into... the color and if it's being thrown
right,
out.
But I think if you're a guy right now who's into this nonsense and it warrants more eyes, if you see a game like, hey man, I was looking for the flying dildo, but this is actually a good game, you may
maybe
become
they turn into a fan.
May turn into a fan. Who knows?
I suppose. I just, the whole thing is silly, but maybe there is something positive that comes out of it at the end. Because, forget what the coaches say, forget the fan. You feel bad for the players that have to actually endure this crap.
Well, I always say this. And this is a reference to the nonsense we're talking about. What's the end game? Like, if you're this person or this group of guys who started this dumb trend, how do you see this ending? Like, I'm always like, if you're going to do something, like I was a kid in college who TP'd a house, right? And my coach was like, "What was your end game?
You want the end game?"
And I looked at him and I was like, I had nothing. I was just, it was Halloween. I was being done with a couple of my teammates, and we just wanted to get a laugh. He goes, "But now you're in trouble."
Correct. And I think the end game for the idiot doing it, I don't know that they have one. But if you want to end this, I think the first thing you do is the next time it happens, or maybe even last night, and these stadiums have cameras everywhere. You can find the guy that does it. You put them in jail. And to me, you've got to get together with the NBA and you ban them from every arena. Like, to me, it's very simple. And you have to make an example of these idiots.
But I also mean, in reference to end game, like, if there was some type of publicity on this, like, if it's like, hey, you pick up this sex toy and it has, like, shop at Reegs.com. Like, oh, this guy's doing this because he's trying to get his brand out there. So when you pick it up, you see his logo right away. We're not seeing that, right? We're just seeing this random sex toy flop up on the court. And it's like, all right, so what are you getting out of it? That's my point. What are you getting out of this outside of the laughs and chuckles?
Unless it's a social statement.
100%.
What about the gambling aspect?
What do you mean, Jer?
He's watching to find out what color. What if you know where you can bet on the next one thrown and the color is?
Yep.
You're the one, you make the bet, and you throw it.
There too, yeah.
I mean, I hate to be, but that's where we're at with gambling.
It's going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, like, it is.
Where this is now becoming a sport within a sport.
Like, why would Robert, and I'm not saying he would, but why would Robert from Mattawan not go on one of these sites that he is finding you can make bets on the next color of the one thrown? Go to the next Liberty game with that color and throw it out there.
I don't know. But I think you're calling for more to be a part of it.
That's the problem. You know, if you want to go to a stadium and be a part of the shenanigans, I mean, you get to see Robert do it.
That is true, unless he's put in jail and banned from every arena in this country.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's really the only way you stop it. But if you're asking what the end game is, that might be extreme what I said, but I also have a closer on the Guardians right now under investigation and suspended for allegedly throwing terrible first pitch pitches. So to me, there's nothing out of bounds in terms of what people will do with this gambling and the way we've made
this types of definitely legal. Stretches it.
Oh, it does. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
No, I agree with you. But I also feel like I do think it's going to stop, one.
Of course it will.
But
stop.
I also think that if you're the WNBA or if you're the powers that be, when you do find and catch whoever, I think they've supposedly caught the guys, I think, to my knowledge.
All of them?
Not all of them.
I mean, they should. Again,
I think KFC, shout out to KFC from Barstool, he supposedly had received an email from the alleged throwers or whatever. And there's, you know, I guess he's having an interview with these guys. But there's just no motivation other than just being
stupid.
Stupid. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, like you're doing all this just to be stupid, just to
right.
be seen?
Unless it's one of the reasons we all just said.
Yeah.
So who knows? Anyway, that's enough of that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.